Who knew there's an Israeli film fest in Philadelphia? Not only is there an Israeli film fest in Philadelphia, they're celebrating their 20th anniversary here. I feel a little behind the eight ball, but we're going to catch up quick. My guests are Mindy Shrieky is one of the co-founders of the Israeli Film Fest. Let's start with you. When, how, why did all this begin?
Well, over 20 years ago, I was involved in another film festival, local film festival, and I was approached by people from the Israeli consulate. They were interested in having a film festival just about Israeli films.
It's Israeli and the Middle East.
It's really Israeli films. In other words, it's not necessarily all in Hebrew. It can be Israelis who are speaking Iranian or French or whatever, but they are made and produced in Israel. And that was the goal.
And the film festival, by the way, is happening March 12th through April 3rd in various theaters around town. Some of the films, Passover Fever, Baba June, A Tale of Love and Darkness, and obviously they're subtitled, right?
Everything is subtitled, and that's a common question. But yes, we don't expect you to know Hebrew.
Why was this important to this community?
I think that there is a certain perception of Israel of being a country that is just about conflict, war, whatever. But it really is a normal country in the sense that the things that happen here in the States happen in Israel, too. Relationships between husbands and wives and parents and children, all that kind of stuff also goes on there. And that's examined as well in the film.
Out of all these films that you're showing, do you feel a superstar looming in our midst here?
Well, first of all, we have a film, A Tale of Love and Darkness at Bryn Mawr Film Institute with Natalie Portman. She's already a superstar. But I don't know that many people know that she actually has Israeli parents and she's fluent in Hebrew and she's speaking Hebrew throughout this film.
And in this film, it's her directorial debut.
Yes. But if you're asking me specifically, I would say our closing night film, A Wedding Doll, we have the actress coming in, and she is probably one of the up-and-coming stars of the Israeli cinema. And she will actually be there.
She looks lovely. Wedding Doll is the film. It's closing night, which, by the way, is Sunday, April 3rd. And that's at the Ritz East, right?
That's correct, yes.
There are films at the Kimmel Center, Perlman's Theater, International House, Bryn Mawr Film Institute. First off, Natalie Portman was in one of my all-time favorite movies ever. Well, several, actually. Garden State comes to mind, but V for Vendetta. Oh, my God. Amazing. And I love her. So there's that. Take a look, folks. IFFphila.com. Everything is listed on the website. And they're on Facebook and Twitter and all of the social media platforms. You must have some team members that work with you.
I am just one cog in a wheel. I mean, it's an amazing committee. And we have Norit Yaron, our chairperson. A lot of people work very, very hard. And we are all volunteers. So
you have a day job.
So I do.
What's your day job?
Well, I have an investment company.
Let's bring in your friend Laurel Fairworth, because I think Laurel is going to really sing your praises. I think she is a champion right here for this whole entire group. Hi,
indeed.
Laurel.
Hi, how you doing, Marilyn?
Good, how are you?
I am groovy.
Laurel runs Cachet Communications and does a myriad of other things, including her latest project, Documentarian. She's trying to get a film made. What's it all about?
It's about a true story in Israel that I discovered when I was there about these 45 teenagers that went underground for 2 years, 1947 to 1949, and ended up manufacturing over 2 million bullets, which were smuggled around the country to the Haganah fighters and used in the War of Independence. And after it was over, these people left the place and never told anyone what they had done.
Right. It was discovered years later.
It was discovered years and years later. It was abandoned, the place. It was a fake kibbutz. And they were actually like Breaking Bad under a laundry, albeit more modest than the Breaking Bad laundry. And they weren't making meth. They were making bullets. But anyway, someone was up there. They were looking at this land. It's choice land. And they actually, it sounds like a movie. They hit a button and this huge washing machine rose in the air and pivoted around. And they said, oh my, look down, went down to discover. And there was the bullet factory. When I heard this story, I was there. It's actually a museum. And I went there and I said, oh my gosh, if any of these people, the original workers in this bullet factory, because remember it was 1947, but they were teenagers. So they could still be alive.
Oh, for sure.
So I said, if any of them are alive, this is a documentary. As a former television reporter for 20 years, as a current producer for a long, long time, I said, this is a great story to capture these people's recollections of a time that is past if we can find them. And sure enough, we found 10 of them. It's been a real education.
Your goal is to have this done and done for, say, the 22nd year of the Israeli Film Festival.
Is that the goal? Well, actually, the goal is to get it done by the end of the year, because 2017, 18, and 19 are very important anniversaries, not only for the Bullet Factory being 70 years, but then 2018 will be 70 years the State of Israel, and 2019 will be the end of the War of Independence. So there's going to be news and things. I met a guy who's writing a book. He's a very famous author, and he actually included us in his book.
Wow.
That we're making this, and from Philadelphia. It's just kind of exciting. There's a lot of things going on, and that's actually, to segue back, so I don't talk all about myself, which I love, and how fabulous Mindy is that I, from this love of finding this story, I, of course, it opens your eyes to other things that are in line with it, and I found out about the Israeli Film Festival, and this is the second year I've worked with them, and they really work so hard, and they pick such tremendous films, because we get to screen them beforehand. So
there's a committee of folks yes. to do the screening.
Right.
And most of them are Israeli, but a couple of them, us, are Americans, and it's interesting, because sometimes they're laughing at something I don't think is funny, and sometimes we're laughing at things they don't think is so funny. But good cinema is good cinema, and eventually we, you know, to cull it down from this huge list of amazing movies to just, you know, the best. And that's what we show. And Mindy's on the phone lining up directors or actors or people to come in. We've actually got, for Rock in the Red Zone, we've got the musicians coming in, which is pretty cool, because after this, Marilyn, they're going to D.C. to perform for congressmen and senators.
That's amazing. Rock in the Red Zone. That'll be happening Saturday, March 19th. Again, Hit up the website to get all the information and the scheduling. Because I love that it's spread across, you know, the city. It's a lot of great, fabulous venues, actually. I love the International House. Hit up ifffilla.com, and it's all right there for you. Laurel Fairworth is my guest from Cachet Communications and an aspiring documentary filmmaker. What is the name of this film going to be about the secret bullet factory?
It's going to be called The Secret Beneath the Hill. At least that's the working title. They can go to www.ialone.com. Ialone is the name of the place.
And now, Mindy, you are in it. You're in the thick of this thing right now, because the Israeli Film Festival launches this weekend. Is there an opening ceremony? Are you guys working frantically on that right now?
Yes, actually, with Laurel, we're doing a red carpet for our 20th anniversary, serving champagne when people walk in. And that's really a first for us. So we've been pretty, I would say, low-key in our approach, but Laurel decided we have to step it up and become
she's
glam.
Wide open.
I mean, yeah, look at her, you know, and then look. No.
But this is work you're proud of. And opening night, by the way, is The Kind Words, which looks really fantastic at International House, right?
And the director is coming in, and his wife, who is also a scriptwriter, will be there. And the film that we're showing for opening night is his newest film, but the film that we're showing the next day in the evening at 7 o'clock, also at International House, is the first film this director, Shemi Zarchin, ever made. So we're kind of like getting everything together for this 20th anniversary. It's the 20th anniversary of this film. It's just a wonderful little bundle of...
Wrapping it up in a tidy bow.
Yeah, you know.
Beside the fact that they have wonderful films and it's a great time, is what Mindy was talking about is, so the director's going to be here, which he's very well known in Europe and Israel, not so much here. So it's also exposing Philadelphians to things, you know, that they might not come in contact. The next day, as Mindy was talking about, it's going to be his first film, but his film's 20 years old. So it kind of, you know, we're doing a retrospective of sort of over the length and breadth of the film festival of the best of the best. And we have posters blown up from the different years, but at various intervals, whether it's the musicians we just discussed on the, you know, halfway through, or it's the closing night, there's all special little treats. So my role is to help, you know, bring it to fruition and to let everybody know.
Every synagogue newsletter in the Delaware Valley, right?
We're in a lot of interfaith things too.
Yeah.
So, and you know what's interesting to me is that Israeli, I didn't know anything about it before 2 years ago. Okay, so to me, everything is new that Mindy certainly is aware of, but it's getting to really be in the the public consciousness, because Michael Solomonoff, you know, his restaurant Zahav, and he has all these other restaurants. And I just went to New Orleans on a trip. And you know what the number one restaurant in New Orleans is? Is Israeli. It's called Shaya. Who knew? So I think—
Is there an Israeli version of a beignet? If there is, I'd like to taste that.
Is there an Israeli?
Well, of the beignet?
There's an unleavened beignet.
For Hanukkah. They don't make latkes in Israel. They make what they call sufganiyot, which are the same thing as beignet. And I'm telling you now, they have the flavors that they put in there. It's just to die for. Oh. It's worth going there just for that.
All right. So are there going to be snacks? Brings up a good—
Every film has a dessert reception because, of course, we want to feed people. I mean, really, I look at us. We're Israeli. We're Jewish. I mean, come on. So you cannot go away from us hungry. Absolutely not. That would be a sin.
For the Israeli Film Festival celebrating 20 years in Philadelphia, March 12th through the 3rd of April, ifffilla.com is where you get all the details on Facebook and Twitter, too. Well, you ladies are fantastic. Continued success. Laurel, you'll have to come back and let us know if you get this film made, for sure.
It will be made by hook or by crook. It's just, you know, it's been an education trying to figure out how, who, what, but it will be made, and it's just a question of exactly when. But at least I have the important thing done, which is these people safe. And it was really interesting to me because I met Nancy Spielberg, and she did a movie the same time frame, and it's called Above and Beyond. If you haven't seen it, it's tremendous. It's about the creation of the Israeli Air Force. And she said this, it was interesting because she got up in front of this whole group and was saying the same things I've been saying, like she couldn't sleep at night because she was worried that these people would pass. And when her film debuted, a few of them had, but right. She had them. So I feel the same way. So I was in a fever. I still am. But at least I know that as soon as I raise the last of this money, it will be done. And I would love to come back and tell you about it and include you in all the goings-ons that are going to happen in Philadelphia.
Sure, Laurel. Absolutely. I'm, you know, that keeping the history alive is so critical, and you're so passionate about it. And of course, Mindy is very lucky to have you right by her side.
And we will premiere the film when it's ready.
Done and done. There we go.
Red carpet also.
Yes. Yay!
Well, have a wonderful film festival. Thanks for coming in and sharing all the details with the BenFM audience. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Marilyn. Thank you.